This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You are so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. You hear me say this all the time. This is nothing new. Just be part of the solution. If you get involved, you get engaged, you get informed, we might stand a chance. You'll be able to push back. You'll be able to scream a little bit. And that's what we need to do more of. We need to, a little bit more of raising our voices. I'll put it that way, to be kind of nice. Notice I said kind of nice. You know, I've got these little stories all over the place that I keep saving for, you know, when I have a moment. And I think it's a big, some of the little things that you see come by, some of the stories you see that don't seem like a big deal. A while back, I don't mean years, I'm talking about a couple months ago. One of these influencers, the term alone scares me, but one of these influencers on Twitter came out and said, men opening doors for women is a symbol of aggressive patriarchy. Men are saying, you may enter or leave this place, but only on my say-so. Wow. Another woman jumped in right afterwards and said, you're right. A man opening and holding a door open for a woman is him subconsciously reminding her that all men are in control of a woman's choice. This is what you've taught your young people. You know, I'm sorry, some of you get mad at me when I do this, but it's true. Who taught the kids this? Don't tell me the teachers. Because, yes, there are a lot of teachers like this, or a lot of left teachers. I just learned a number the other day. I was putting together some information to do a story on liberals versus conservatives in education, because I've been screaming about that for a long time. You know, when I started doing the show, I did a show around education. Liberals in education, conservatives in education. The number is almost at 32-1 now. That's 32 liberal teachers to every one conservative teacher. And do not write me and do not tell me that I don't know what it's like in the education world when you're a conservative, because I sure as heck do. But go back to this for a minute. Here's a young lady. Did her parents teach her this? Did some feminist teach her this? In the immortal words, of Rush Limbaugh, did some feminazi teach her this? Now, you open the door. You could say it's out of respect for a woman, but no, not necessarily. You open it up just because it's the right thing to do. You open the door because it says, look, I value you. I enjoy being with you. And let me take that extra moment, those few extra steps, to open the door and help you out of the car. Do you necessarily need it? No. And you can always say, I've got it. I can do this myself. But you think in the mere thought that I have to help you. So let me see how this works. This is the one I love, too. So when I get on the bus and I'm sitting in the only seat and you have to stand as a woman, you know what? You're on your own. I'll follow your set of rules. You don't need my help. You don't need me to be a gentleman and get up and give you the seat. That's what gentlemen do. You know, there was a when I grew up in Boston, I was taught you always walked on the outside of a, you always walked on the sidewalk. If you were walking with a woman, you walked on the outer edge. You know why? Because if somebody drove by and hit a puddle or threw something out of the car, it would protect the woman from being wet or burned or, you know, if a cigarette was thrown out or whatever. That's so terrible. They're really so bad. I mean, all these things that we were taught to honor and respect a woman, we're now being told that it's aggressive patriarchy. Then it's us reminding you that we're in control. So, hey, I got no problem with this. You take the water. You can pick up the heavy bags. You can open the heavy doors. It's okay by me. You got two kids in your arms. You're a woman. You can deal. Just ask this lady. It just never stops. And I don't believe it's because they want the right thing. I think they just want something to beef about, but whatever. According to a recent Rasmussen poll, ready for this? 43% of American voters haven't heard of H.R. 1, this nightmare bill being pushed through the system. 65% of Americans believe requiring voters to show a photo ID before voting would increase their confidence in elections. Wow. How could that be? There must be white voters. That's what it is. 85% of Americans agree to some degree that it is common sense to require a photo ID before voting. You know, when Democrats say that Republicans are out of touch, yeah, with Mars, with the people on Venus, with the people on Jupiter, not with Americans. We're in line with Americans. It's the Democrats that are out of line. 78% of Democrats even believe that voter ID laws are common sense. Voting Democrats, a large percentage think it's common sense. Upon hearing that H.R. 1 makes it hard, see, this is why I tell you, when you do polls, it is so important on how you ask the question, how you lay it out. Upon hearing that H.R. 1 makes it harder to implement voter ID, 24% of voters, I'm not telling you, you'll have to come back. Joe Mazzini, your host, listen to The Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us.
That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Some people did something, and that all of us were starting to lose access to our civil liberties.
Feel the rhythm now. We should be singing together, you and me. All night, holding hands and moving on. We should be singing together, you and me. Come on, baby. We should be singing together, you and me. All night, holding hands.
Here we go. Now you can hear me. Anyway, you know, thanks for being with me. I appreciate your time with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. You know, part of the solution, really. And I do want you part of the solution. I want you part of the process as a whole. You know? And let me tell you what, if you've tuned in to hear nothing but, you know, right-wing bashing of Biden, yeah, that's going to happen. But frankly and honestly, it's not the only thing we do here. There are other things going on. And the way they cover some of the stuff that they're doing up is they get us just focused on one thing. You've already heard 15 conversations around, you know, Biden's press. I don't know, you want to call it a press conference? Press babbling? his babble session. How's that? You heard it. It's crazy. I may play a clip or two from it later because I might need help deciphering what he said. But I was talking before we went to break about the Rasmussen poll. And it just amazes me where the Democrats, we're allowing the Democrats to tell us, the conservatives and or Republicans, that we're out of touch with reality, we're out of touch with America. And it couldn't be the furthest thing from the truth. They're out of touch. And the proof is in the numbers. So we were talking about, 43% of voters have not heard of H.R. 1. I mean, nasty, massive nasty bill. 65% of Americans believe that requiring voters to show ID before voting would increase their confidence in elections. 85% of Americans agree to some degree that it's common sense to require a photo ID before voting. I'm sorry, who's out of touch? Because almost none of the legislators, just look at the votes, total partisan line, almost not one legislator believes that you should have to show an ID on the left. Now, about 70% of Democrats even believe, rank and file Dems, that voter ID laws are common sense. However, when it was couched a little differently, when they were told that H.R. 1 makes it harder to implement voter ID, 24% of the voters changed their opinion to strongly oppose. Right? So 63% think that mail-in ballots should be sent only to those who request them. Gee, that's not a common sense solution, doesn't it? 85% agree that if a voter registers in a new state, there should be a way to check it that the voter is still registered elsewhere. Oh my God. You mean the American people at high percentages want voter integrity? Ugh. Can't have that though, because you might cause somebody not to be able to vote. That's why we have provisional ballots, but God forbid. 57% strongly favor laws requiring a regular cleaning of voter rolls. 51% strongly favor mail-in ballots needing to be received by Election Day. I mean, for real here. But Democrats will continue to tell us that we're out of touch with reality. This is not what the American people want. American people want easier ways to vote. That's what we're told. And to use the immortal words of Joey B, it's just a bunch of malarkey and you know it. And now you really know it. I was thinking the other day, as I write, believe it or not, I do write notes for the show. So I'm sitting around writing some of my notes for the show and how we got to where we're at, and, how hard it is on these kids. I'm not saying for real, in their perception. I was thinking of things like, remember the movie Blazing Saddles? Can somebody tell me, because I might have been in a coma after I saw it, I don't know. Were there race riots all over the place? Were there black people walking out of there, bawling their eyeballs out because they felt so bad about the way the sheriff was treated? Right? I mean, seriously. And then you look at people like, what was it, Archie Bunker. All in the Family. You look at, what was it, the Jeffersons, whatever his name was, which I think was a spinoff of All in the Family. You got people like, we just probably could go through a list, Richard Pryor. I mean, Richard Pryor would have gone nowhere. Don Rickles would have gone nowhere in today's environment. Blazing Saddles, they would have burned the building down before they allowed the movie to finish. George Carlin, forget about it. They wouldn't have let him play. Yes, Blazing Saddles is one of my favorite movies. Matter of fact, anything from Mel Brooks, favorite. Don Rickles, one of my favorites. All in the Family, just a masterpiece. Because you see, the problem is our young people can't think anymore. They can't work through stuff. They can't see the deeper meaning. This was in my opinion, not so humble. But Archie Bunker, All in the Family, showed you this simpleton of a man that had racist tendencies, but not out of hate, out of ignorance. Stupidity, ignorance. At the same time showing you how the bleeding heart left liberal was also a nut. While screaming about having to take care of everybody and you know, what a great guy he was, here he was mooching off the old man. Right? He didn't see the irony in it all. And the producer and writers of the show were all flaming liberals. And they said the same thing. They wrote it just to show you that not all racism is out of hate. Some is out of, well, you can't even call it today. You can't call it racism today because it's not. I don't know anybody. I don't hang with anybody. And let me put it to you this way. I don't hang with anybody that's a racist because I go, oh, he's a racist, I can't hang with him. They don't find themselves gravitating towards me. They're not attracted to me. All right? They don't want to be my friend. And I wouldn't be theirs either. Why is it that when it comes to the left, pretty much every conversation they have is around sexual orientation and racism, color, everything? But those guys, not only would they not have survived, the snowflakes would have been put in institutions all across the country. Don't forget, your host is in real time at DC Live. Talk about a lot more coming up. After.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is closely monitoring the aftermath of deadly tornadoes in the southeastern United States. A number of twisters being reported in Mississippi and Alabama. Birmingham, Alabama resident Ginger Sims telling NBC News,
"Everything started shaking and rattling. I went right into the bathtub, covered myself up, and then it just passed over. It came as quickly as, I mean, it left."
At least seven people are confirmed dead. severe weather threats today in North and South Carolina. In response to the immigration crisis surging at the southern border, Republican Senators Ted Cruz and John Cornyn of Texas are leading a Senate delegation on a tour of the Texas-Mexico border. Cruz posting videos from the Rio Grande overnight that appear to show human smugglers on the Mexico side of the river.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
We are back. Double Senior Host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. You know, I know I should finish up the story, but this stuff makes me crazy. You've got these bleeding heart lunatics. All right? And they're screaming that Republicans are haters now again, right? That we hate blacks and Latinos. I love it. And I'm looking at some of these comments on Facebook. And, you know, Sonya said that she was right. Right? When she said they're not self-aware. They have no clue. I've got one person that turned into a great hater himself. I won't put his name out here. He said there's no limit to how much the GOP hates black and Latinos and Asian people. Right? I mean, seriously, think about it. Yet it's them who run the inner city schools where the kids are doing the worst. Right? I mean, I could go on. I could do 3 hours on this. Right? And yet they have no clue. And I'd just like to say, you know, to that person, because I know they listen from time to time, how about come on my show with facts, and explain about the hate. They can't do it. No, not even they can't. They won't. Seriously. Because they have no proof. It just sounds good. It's all it does. It sounds good. Same thing with another person who wrote me a note. And you were polite about it, so I won't say anything. Says, you know, if 5- and 6-year-old kids can cope with active shooter drills, then gun owners can deal with background checks and waiting periods and red flags and all the other fun stuff. But here's my response. Okay. Agreed. If we can put our kids through active shooter drills, well, we used to do earthquake drills, we do all kinds of drills, right? And you want us to cope with background. What kind of background checks are you talking about? See, this is an ignorant non-gun over, obviously. They're going with the flow of what's being put out there by the left. There are background checks. There are extensive background checks. You wait 10 days to get in most states to get a gun while you're waiting for your background check to come back from the FBI, right? Department of Justice. That's with every gun sold. Somebody is checking up on you. Now, if you want to complain about the holes in the system, then it goes right back to Joey B. Because he was one of the ones that wouldn't allow information to be shared from the military to the private, to the regular public sector, if you would. So when you have these military people that, you know, go off the deep end or have some issues on a base somewhere, they might be violent or have some violent issues. If that doesn't make it into the system because of military rules, how is that? How does doing a background check going to help if the info isn't there? Nobody ever discusses that. Nobody ever discusses the mental health issues. They don't want to do it because it's going to bring up, they won't deal with it. Yeah, as you know, has anybody noticed that there are no more mental health issues either? Everything's cool. It just makes me nuts when they do this. So exactly what would you check? What would the background check be? Do you want to go to my neighborhood from when I was a kid to find out what they thought of me? I mean, really, where does it stop? We've got to start thinking for ourselves, and I'm going to say it again. You have to push back. You have to keep pushing back. You have to let them know where they're off and how far they're off. Because apparently their friends and loved ones aren't telling them. They don't want to feel bad. Right? And, you know, it's really interesting how the left loves losers. And they use them. Oh, no, I was thinking about this earlier today. I've had a lot of time to think today as I'm driving around. And they use the losers. Look, let's talk about climate change. Let's start there. What do you mean? I think that 60s. I've been hearing this since the 60s. I've been hearing about how we only have 5 years, 10 years. New York was going to be flooded. You wouldn't be able to live in the first two stories of any New York apartment building. It looked like Venice. We heard this, right? We heard how you can find it on my website. Stories I've done over the years, but one in particular, I ran down every one of their predictions. None of them came true. In the Old Testament of the Bible, you know what you do when somebody makes a prediction that doesn't come true? You stone them. And not with a joint. You stone them with rocks. But we've been hearing this forever. We've been hearing since, God, the 70s, right? For me. And it was global cooling. Then it was global warming. And nobody kept screwing that up, and they couldn't get it right. Now they're with the climate change because, you know, now it's climate crisis. They went from climate change to climate crisis. But at least climate change let them go in either direction. Climate change allowed them to, when we got some snow in some, you know what I'm talking about, in Texas, that was because of climate change. Let's not go look at history and find out truly how many times it snowed there. Right? But they're all behind us. This is a $100 billion business. We're going to spend all kinds of money on it, and we'll make absolutely no change. We are the least polluting industrialized country on the planet. We're not forcing China or India to do anything, but we're going to spend all kinds of your hard-earned tax money on something we don't need to spend it on. So, if any one of those guys were a stockbroker and you were putting your money in his stocks, I would call you a buffoon. But let's move on. Dr. Fauci. They hated him when he worked for Trump. They hated him, not just when he worked for Trump, but when he was on when he was on Fox News all the time. They hated him. Now he's on CNN, MSNBC, ABCDFG. He's the god of gods when it comes to medicine. But he's not. He's another loser. Do you want to go through? I mean, I don't have time on the show to play all these clips, but you guys have heard them. You're up with this. But you think about it. He went from no masks. They do no good whatsoever. They don't help this. He gave medical reasons why masks don't work. And then he said you should wear masks when you're around older folks. And then it went to you should wear masks all the time. And not only should you have the mask on, but you should be 6 feet. I mean, think about everything he's been through, including once you get the vaccination, you won't need. I mean, he did say that on several interviews. You would need to do all this. We could go back to somewhat being normal. And then what happens? The vaccines come out in full force. And now, all of a sudden, while the vaccines are being administered, no, you still got to maintain the 6 feet. We're seeing some variants pop up. They're just lying to us over and over. A well-educated friend of mine asked me, you getting a vaccine? I said, no. He said, why not? Are you buying it? I said, no, I'm not buying into anything but one thing. They're lying to us, and I don't know what to believe. I don't know what to trust. Thousands of people have died from the vaccine, but they won't tell us how or why. They're lying to us. On top of that, they made fun of the vaccine. Do you remember that? They were all making fun of this, that if Trump had the vaccine and it got out before the end of the year, they wouldn't take it because it wouldn't be safe. But they're taking it. They're lying to it. It's all political. And you just see it happening over. And they won't care. They lose a couple of tens of thousands of Americans putting out the vaccine. They won't care. Won't care at all. And I'm going to say it again. They don't care about you. They hate this country the way it is. And it ain't going to change anytime soon. Joe Bettini, your host, this is The Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go anywhere. I got a lot more irritants coming up to discuss after the break.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Are some messed up white people. We are back. You're listening to Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-55. I got so many crazy stories I want to hit on. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure. I always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being involved, being engaged, being part of. Right? And that's really the only way it works is you just got to get informed. You just got to get engaged. The more and more we hear about this stuff, the more and more you hear about what's going on, you need to engage. You need to get involved. Okay. Let me do a reset mentally. You know, Sharon Osbourne, who's not known for her her conservative overtones, I'll put it that way, she has been, I'll say she's exiting the show that she was on. I don't think they're actually saying that she's been let go. She had an intense discussion about race with Sharon Osbourne and another, I don't even know the woman's name, about Cheryl Underwood, who's a black woman. And they had a heated exchange, and it was all about Piers Morgan, you know, walking off Good Morning Britain, because of a differing of opinion with Meghan Markle. And so, you know, Sharon made her views known as how she believed, or what she believed, about what took place. So, The producers of the show decided that, you know, Sharon's behavior toward her co-host during the March 10th episode didn't align with our values for a respectful workplace. We also did not find any evidence that CBS executives orchestrated the discussion or blindsided anyhow. Sharon felt like she was blindsided because she didn't get the same notes everybody else got. Guess no equity on that show, huh? You know, and Osborne said that she didn't agree with Morgan's opinion when it came to the issue with Markle. And she kept pushing it at Underwood, saying, like I do, educate me. Tell me what your issue is. Tell me about the race that Markle had to put up with. And what her bosses took that to mean is that Sharon Osborne was, in a condescending way, asking Underwood to educate her. Think about that. No, she wasn't. She was asking for a conversation. That's all she was for. You know, the beauty behind us producing our own show, the show is produced by Real Side Productions, is that I don't have bosses telling me you can't say, you can say, oh, you sounded like this. My bosses, for all intents and purposes, you guys. If you're listening to me and you really hate the show and a station gets like 300 calls that, you know, he's got to go, he's this, he's that, the other thing, they may consider it. But you can't call my company and tell them to take me off the air. I am the company. In a statement, CBS acknowledged that the network and studio teams, as well as the showrunners, are accountable for what happened during the broadcast. And the hosts were not properly prepared by staff for such a complex and sensitive conversation. Now, the show went on hiatus in order to kind of figure out what was going on. Now, it was, you know, these people are amazing to me. No, it's just, seriously. It's like, what exactly did she do wrong? I still don't know. I don't think you do either. Right? She had an opinion of her own. Maybe that was it. Maybe she had an opinion and she dared to voice it. She dared to ask for discussion. That's what they're trying to shut you down with. They're trying to shut down the discussion. You hear the conversations I have with Sonia. You hear the conversations I have with Alfonso. These are two African American or black people, whatever terminology you want to use. I think both of them prefer black. Right, you got two of them that I speak pretty bluntly with. They don't have a problem. These people aren't getting paid $5,000 an episode to be here. So it's not like they're putting up with it for the money. Anyway, CBS said going forward, we're going to identify plans to enhance the production staff. We're going to put procedures in place to better serve the hosts. How about you just have open conversation? What do you think of that? You know what I'm saying? You have open conversation. If it's uncomfortable, too bad, deal with it. You're always going to have uncomfortable conversations. Isn't it interesting? They could get a, I don't know, let's say their viewing audience is 10 million people. Probably too many, but I'm just saying, 10 million people. Right? And they get a couple thousand nasty letters from liberals. It sends him into a tizzy. Bothers them to no end. And I'm sitting here, you know, scratching my nose going, really? You've got millions of viewers? What do you want? You want the conservatives to dial in at the same time or to write it at the same time? And why do you choose these particular hosts? Look at, what's her name, Sunny Hostin from The View? She complains she feels like a hostage to Americans who own assault rifles. Why? What do they do? Do they circle around her as she walks down the street? Does she even know what an assault rifle is? Has she ever shot one? Or actually, the reality is Americans don't own assault rifles. And another uneducated, ignorant entertainer who thinks they're smarter than Get Out. Because, you know what, taking away assault rifles is the only way to stop mass killings, really. Except the pistols do more killings than assault rifles do. Well, what is the difference? I would love to sit down with one of these people without holding one in my hand and go, what's the difference between the two? What's the difference between an assault rifle like some idiot did the other day and put up a picture of a Winchester, a 30-30 lever action, and said, this is a rifle, this is an assault rifle? Really? You ever seen some experts of guys handle a Winchester lever action or a Marlin or any one of those? Yeah, pretty fast. Now, I'm not even a gun expert. I have a clue, but I'm not a gun expert. Anyway, during a recent episode, Hassan said, or whatever, she said that people who insist on owning such weapons are not patriots. And they, you know, you have to have extreme gun reform. What does that mean? Sonny, talk to us. What does that mean? I feel like a hostage to those selfish people who insist on owning these type of weapons. This is not freedom in the country. What, for you? Because you're worried that somebody else has a gun and you don't? Maybe you do. She looked at those people who are holding her hostage. You're not a patriot because you feel like you have the right to own these type of weapons. You should be taking care of your fellow Americans. Listen, sister, when the crap hits the fan and somebody's shooting up the subway in the area that you live in, it's always a good person with a gun that saves the day. Always. I love it. Authorities arrested that 21-year-old Ahmad al-Aliwi, charged him with 10 counts of first-degree murder. Biden's screaming for assault weapon ban. You know, and it's so funny. You don't need an assault weapon ban. I know somebody said that. I was actually thinking in my head, the rifleman was pretty fast, wasn't he? Oh, God bless. They're so self-unaware, yet they're so self-righteous. Believe themselves to be so smart. I don't even know what you do with that. No, seriously. Okay, before we get to talk, you got to hear this. You know, I keep telling you that they're full of themselves. They truly believe themselves to be the gods. And it's a true statement. I can prove it. Nancy Pelosi actually believes that she has a right to not seat duly elected people. So, in her mind's eye, the Speaker of the House has a right to seat or not seat duly elected people. How much power does she think she has? Take a listen.
Well, and we want to be fair. Now, if I wanted to be unfair, I wouldn't have seated the Republican from Iowa, because that was my right on the opening day. I would have just said, they're not seated. And that would be my right as Speaker to do.
Wow. So she has a right to decide that even though the state has already voted for the people, as they would say to us, the people have spoken. But apparently she is the people. Keep that in mind. They tell you how much they agree with or how much they're in touch with the American people. Hey, Joe Machine, your host. This is the Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in the next hour. It's all me again. We'll be right back.